Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you the best in gospel music, Christian talk, financial advice, and health advice. It's WEXY 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. The following program is a paid advertisement, and the sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
If you got the stuff in your hand that are bothering you right now, you see a man at work, you see a man at him, you see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We have been having some awesome, awesome services, amen, at both locations, because remember, we are one church in two locations. We are south and we are north, amen? So the man of God has been planting. He has been working. He has been working what? Working the vision. Amen. So therefore, we are one church in two locations. I am yours truly, Pastor Jay, again, the senior pastor of Life Changing International Ministries in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And we are a group of excited people. Amen. And we're excited because of what God is doing in our lives. God is truly amazing. Well, we're getting ready to start our broadcast. Amen. We are so happy to be back on the air. I have a lot of good news to tell you on today. I want to give, amen, a shout out to all of you that are listening to us from the Changing Your Life Ministries. Amen. And to those that are listening from Life Changing International Ministries, I want to give a shout out to all of our mothers. Amen. Our motherboard, I want to give a shout out to all of our pastors, ministers. Amen. All of our workers in the vineyard of the Lord. Well, I am so excited because it is just ecstatic for me to be back on the air with you. I miss you. I miss you, and I know you did us. We are still connected to Blog Talk TV. We are on Blog Talk Radio, amen, Blog Talk Radio. Those of you that have family members that can hear us, amen, or want to hear us, amen, from far that cannot get us on WEXY 1520 AM, I'm going to give you a number where you can text them, amen, from wherever city, state, island they are right now, and you can tell them to call in, amen, this number, and they will be able to connect and hear us on Blog Talk Radio, amen. That number is 657-383-1972. That's 657-383-1972. That's the number you would call. Amen. And when you call in, you would hear us on WEXY 1520 AM. Again, that number is 657-383-1972. Call in and you will be able to hear us. Those of you that can't connect to Blog Talk Radio, you can call a friend or a family member and tell them to connect to that number and they will be able to hear us. We are worldwide. Amen. We thank God for everything that has been going on in the ministry. First of all, every day we've been doing what we call Power Talk with our bishop and prophet, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We have been doing Power Talk. I feel like I'm starting to learn radio all over again, y'all. Amen? So y'all excuse me today. I'm trying to get used to it back again. Amen? Glory to God. But we're on Power Talk. We're doing Power Talk, and you can just call our prayer line number every day at 12 noon. We are on what we call Power Talk. Amen? And Power Talk is simply Bishop giving you motivational speaking so that you can be motivated, you can be rejuvenized, you can be revived to continue out your day. I mean, that's what Power Talk is all about. The man of God is going to preach you to a state. Hallelujah. He's going to preach you to a state of being energized. And so, therefore, once you call Power Talk every noon, 12 o'clock, every day, noon, 12 o'clock, every day, you just call us at 12 noon every day. And this is the number. Write this down, 712-432-8392. That's 712-432-8392. And that code, the access code is 981-892. That's 981-892. That number again, 712-432-8392. Access code 981-892. And that's every day at 12 noon. The man of God has been doing this now for about 4 months. Every day, 12 noon. Bishop Johnson really working, huh? Yes, man, he is working. Glory be to God. So we thank God for a man of God that don't mind doing ministry full-time ministry. And that's why we don't call it robbery, amen, when it's time to honor the man of God to do so. Well, I'm excited today again because we are in revival on tonight. Somebody say revival. Yes, we are going into a powerful miracle revival. Now, I'm going to tell you the time and the place before I tell you about the revival while you have your pens and paper and whatever you're writing on handy. Glory be to God. That revival tonight will be taking place at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're going to be at the Changing Your Life Ministries with Bishop Hurricane Johnson and the Changing Your Life Ministries family. Also, our second location will be there. Yours truly, Pastor Jay. Amen. Senior Pastor, along with the members and officers of LCI Ministries. We want you to be there tonight. We're calling all of you that need a miracle. If you need a miracle, I advise you to be there tonight because God has spoken to me. Yes, I'm going to be your speaker tonight, and he has spoken to me about bones. Somebody say bones. Yes, there are some bones that need to be revived, and God is going to revive them on tonight. I told you weeks ago, I put a posting on Facebook and on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, and I put it up on the media. I said that I feel a revival. I felt a revival, and God has now brought that revival into fruition. It's tonight. Glory be to God, and that's why I'm excited. I'm excited about your miracle. I'm excited about your breakthrough. I'm excited about your deliverance. Woman, Oh my God, I can feel it right now. I mean, it's good. I can feel it right now. Young man, I can feel it right now. My God, you are going to encounter God at a level that you've never encountered him before. Yes, we're going to be talking to Bones tonight. I bore an Ezekiel anointing tonight, and I'm going to prophesy to Bones. Yeah, God has given me an anointing, a special anointing, that Ezekiel anointing, and I'm going to be prophesying to Bones tonight. If your bones has been broken, if your bones, glory be to God, has been weak, I don't care what condition you're in right now. You may be experiencing some pain, some hurt, wherever, whatever you're in, whatever you're doing, I'm telling you, do not miss this revival. Don't miss this time. Don't miss this season. If you start promptly at 8 p.m., you're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott. Matter of fact, let me tell you, 8 p.m., you need to get there at 7:30 because prayer is going to be starting at 7:30 p.m. Yes, exactly, 7:30 p.m., we're going to start praying because God is going to do something. He's going to do something through the prayer. Glory be to God. We're going to hear from the man of God, and then I'm going to be introduced to come up and preach a word that is going to infuse you. I'm going to preach a word that is going to revive you, restore you. It is going to energize you. It's going, oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You're coming out of this, and you're coming out pure as gold. You're coming out of this. This year is still your year. Some of you have been declaring from 2016 started that this year was your year, and it's been now how many months? It's been 11 months. Glory be to God. And it seems as if nothing is happening. But, oh, my God, somebody said late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around. He's going to work it out in your favor. And I feel that this is midnight. This is the midnight hour. We have days that are counting down to 2016 to be over. We have hours, and we have minutes, and we have seconds, oh, glory be to God, that are counting down. But I'm telling you right now, if you can just get to this revival tonight, it won't matter the time, it won't matter the days that you are counting right now and saying, my God, I look like this ain't my year no more. No, 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 no. Woman, young man, this is still your year. It's not over until God says it's over. And my God, God can work it out in split seconds just like that. What would have taken you years to fix and months to do, God can do it in split seconds. I want you to get to this revival because we're going to be talking to Bones tonight. Yes, I bore that Ezekiel anointing tonight, and I'm going to be prophesying to individuals just where you at. God is going to meet you at your point of need. Amen. You know, whenever you ever talk about Bones or anybody mention Bones, I know your mind go back to the dry valley that was full of bones with Ezekiel and Ezekiel chapter 37, where God told Ezekiel, he said, can these bones live? Amen. And I know that's the scripture you're thinking about. Can these bones live? And Ezekiel answered and he said, oh, Lord God, you know. He said, you know. And then he said, God said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. My God, that sound like a revival to me. That sound like revival to me. So we're going to be reviving bones tonight. Glory be to God. Tell somebody, you shall live. Come on, come on. I want you to tell them before you reach to the revival, before you hear the voice of your speaker, your preacher, glory be to God, before you hear the voice of your deliverance, tell somebody before you hear the voice of your deliverance, tell them that you shall live. Ah, glory be to God. See, you might feel like you have no more fight left in you, but you shall live. You might feel discomforted, amen, discombobulated, amen, but you shall live. You might feel broken, but you shall live. I mean, body parts everywhere, but baby, they're coming together because you shall live. I felt this. I'm about to start the revival, Bishop. I don't know. I'm about to start the revival. Glory be to God. You might be going through something that had broken you. You might be going through something right now that you dare not share with others. And that's why you're smiling, but you're hurting. That's why you're clapping your hands, but you're not happy. That's why you're coming to church, but you're sad. Come on, somebody, you don't have no joy. Come on, somebody, you're praising, but you're wounded. You're working, but you're hurt. You're working, but you're broken. But I come by to let you know that you shall live. Yes, you shall. You're in the valley of dry bones. And I stop by to let you know that God has not forgotten you, and there is hope. And like Ezekiel, God has given me a word for you to speak over your life tonight. So I don't care where you're coming from. It don't matter how far you got to drive or who you got to catch to get there. Even if you have to call somebody that you haven't spoken to in years, and they say, yeah, you just calling me because you want something. Say, yeah, I'm calling you because I want something. I need to get to my miracle. I need to get to my healing. I need to get to my breakthrough tonight. And I told you where it's at. It's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Woman, man, don't miss it. I'm telling you right now that God has not forgotten you. He has given me a word for you to minister to your situation. He's going to prophesy to your condition through me tonight. And it's going to hear ye the word of the Lord. How many of you know that dry bones can hear? Yeah, dry bones can hear. That's why they're dry, because you've been hearing so much negative stuff. But now it's time for you to hear ye the word of the Lord. And when you hear the word of the Lord, it is going to quicken your spirit. Your bones are going to begin to connect. I'm talking about this. Your joints are going to come together again. And you are going to be a living sacrifice of how God has given you life all over again. You're going to have a new lease on life. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you and give you the strength to go on. Somebody said that I shall live. And I'm telling you right now, now I'm prophesying it to you. Because at one point in my life, I was a dry bone. But I met a man of God called Bishop Hurricane Johnson. And I remember this very day. I could recall, glory be to God, years ago. I'm talking about 15, 16 years ago. I could recall the man of God saying in my ear, live. And baby, I've been living ever since. And now I'm prophesying to dead bones. I'm prophesying to dry bones. I'm prophesying to broken bones tonight. And I'm going to tell you the same thing that was told to me. Glory to God. And that is to live. Tonight you got to meet Pastor Jay over at the Changing Your Life Ministries. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm telling you right now that dry bones can hear. And you might think that it's over for you and it's finished and your report from the doctor is just what it is. And you might be thinking right now that that child is not going to do no better, and you might be thinking that you will never be prosperous, and you might be thinking right now that you won't amount to the things that you have expected for this year, and You might be thinking that you're going out of this year broken. You might be thinking that you're going out of this year busted and disgusted. And you might be thinking that this year just wasn't your year. But, baby, I'm telling you right now, if you can just stop by the Courtyard Marriott tonight, you are going to hear different. And when your bones hear these words, your bones are going to rejoice. And one thing about bones, glory be to God, the very bones that are hurting, the very bones that are aching, the very bones that are sad, I'm talking about you, glory be to God, and the very bones that has been distorted, I'm telling you right now, it was God's way of drawing you to him. It was God who broke those bones. It was God. Oh, I don't want to go into the message. I can't do this. You got to get there. Glory be to God. You have to get there because we're going to be talking to your bones tonight. I'm going to prophesy to your condition, and it is going to hear the word of the Lord. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going to cause every dry. And you know what that word dry means? I did a word search on that word. And them dry bones, it meant uninterested. Glory be to God. Dull, miserable, unexcited, unexpired. Amen. You're not inspired to do anything. Ashamed and confused and disappointed, unfocused, broke. Come on, somebody sick. I'm talking about bones tonight. I'm talking about every dry bone, every uninterested bone, every unexcited bone, every uninspired bone, every unashamed bone, ashamed bone, every confused bone, every disappointed bone. Glory be to God. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. You're going to be revived tonight. God has sent a revival to South Florida. And I'm telling you right now that you need to be there. Why? Because you need to be revived. Yes. You're going to be nourished up tonight. You're going to be quickened tonight. You're going to recover. When? Tonight. You're going to be repaired, restored. You're going to be made whole again. Can these bones live? I'm talking about those bones that are broken. Yes, they can. God said they can. Did you hear me, woman? God said they can. Did you hear me, man? God said they can. I'm going to prophesy tonight, and you're going to come back alive like never before. And this special anointing that God has given me to speak to you is going to quicken your bones. And it's going to live. So make sure you grab somebody by the hand and bring them with you on tonight. That's tonight at 8 p.m. right at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I told you that we're going to start prayer at 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss no part of this service. And while we go through our day, let us pray today for revival. We have no greater need in our land right now than the need for revival. The human heart is crying out to be revived. The human heart is crying out to be renewed. Yes, we need a revival. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, then we will not turn away from you. Revive us and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Lord, send a revival in our church. Send a revival in our home. Send a revival. Oh, Shandarabosha. But send a revival in our marriages. Because you know what statistics say. The figures and the indicators showing that, you know, that especially Christians are separating. They're separating and divorcing. Hundreds every day. The rates are up more than ever. Lord, send a revival. Send a revival there, God. And that's why tonight you cannot afford to miss what God has ordained. You cannot afford to miss what God has sent. This revival is going to lift the burden. Yokes are going to be destroyed because of the anointing. Your sons and your daughters are going to be saved. Yeah. Our city and government heads, we're praying that they turn to you. I'm talking about revival. And a revival so we can become aware of the plots, the schemes, and the tricks of the enemy. God has sent a revival so that the prodigal son can come home. Send a revival so that lost ones and lost church members can come back home. He's sending a revival to revive our hearts and to mend the bones that he has broken, to rekindle the fire of our salvation. So therefore, it is so important for you to be at this revival tonight. I mean, we're going to be so excited. We're coming with a praise. We're going to be so enthused. We're coming with a shout. We have to be pumped. Amen. But we're coming there. Those of you that are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, we just get a few more seconds on Blog Talk Radio. But we are going to be, amen, on the air for the next 30 minutes because we have an hour on the air today. Amen. But Blog Talk, we're getting ready to end. I thank God for all of our Blog Talk listeners. I want you to call in, send out a text to everybody everywhere. Amen. Especially those that you know that can't listen to the radio because they might be on their job, but they could probably put an earphone in their head and, you know, their ear and listen and dial a number and just listen to Blog Talk. They can a family member that is overseas or far away and they really can't tune into WXY, they can actually tune into Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So we thank God for you and Blog Talk listeners. We're going to see you on tomorrow. We want you to tune in because it's going to be something tomorrow because you know what? After the revival, we coming in here like we drunk. Come on, somebody. I'm drunk with new wine. Hey, shandarabosha. I felt, amen, the power of God is going to reign tonight. Amen. So it's going to be, it's going to trickle on over into the days that are ahead of us. Listen, thank God for our Blog Talk listeners. We're going to end right now. We're going to take a break. We're going to go back into the studios of WEXY 1520 AM. Glory be to God. They're going to play some music, play whatever, commercial. Amen. But we'll be right back. Don't change that dial. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay.
All right. God bless you. God bless you.